You are listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
From Minnesota Public Radio.
I'm Shannon Riley. I live in Stillwater, and I have loved the performing arts all my life and find that we have a real gem at the Professional Performing Arts Center of the Zephyr Theater. They have brought to downtown Stillwater a broad array of great performing arts opportunities. Everything from improv and theater classes for kids to jazz and big bands and blues, musical performances, and live professional theater. It's not unusual to drive by the Zephyr and see a poetry reading going on or see families dancing to swing music.
How can I resist ya, Mamma Mia? Does it show again? My, just how much I missed you.
This weekend, July 22nd through the 25th, the Zephyr Theater presents Mamma Mia. It's all that great ABBA music, and it's outside right on the river. If you haven't seen Mamma Mia, join us and the Zephyr Theater in Stillwater this weekend and sing along to Mamma Mia.
My name is Colin Bracewell. I am from Stillwater, and I am a singer-songwriter. Brooke Elizabeth is a singer-songwriter based in the Twin Cities. I've worked with her a few times, and I like how real she is. Brooke's work reminds me of Phoebe Bridgers in that it is at that kind of level of honesty in her vocals, and also just the consistency of her takes as well. So her new EP is called You and Me. She's actually playing at Astor Cafe, and she's headlining, and I believe Jenna Graves is the one opening for her, July 23rd.
My name is Michael Larson, and I am an educator and escape room enthusiast from Minneapolis. I had the opportunity to recently experience Walking Shadows' production of Reboot, which they are calling an online play with puzzles. I think they've really taken advantage of the being online rather than it being like a play that you'd rather see in person. You get to see it online and feel like that's the best version of this story. You're playing the role of hackers. You don't have to actually act or anything, which is probably good, but you come together and they've created an environment where you're using computer programs and you kind of feel like you're hacking or solving problems together. But then they also have the play part of it. The actors do a great job of selling their roles and getting you immersed in the story. And then the puzzles are great too. It doesn't overshadow the play at all. In fact, it enhances the narrative so that when you solve something, like, you get more invested in it. There is no ticking clock, so that pressure is off. The whole runtime is about 2 hours. If you would like to go to Reboot, an online play with puzzles, just go to walkingshadow.org, and they will have tickets on sale through the beginning of August.